Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
My next guest drives product development and innovation by using her extensive hardware knowledge to continuously improve all aspects of the hardware for advanced vapor devices, or AVD. You might remember that name because we actually spoke with Michael Brosgar with AVD a while back. Back in May, he's Chief Operating Officer of AVD. You might remember when we talked with him, it was right after the year-long patent infringement investigation was finalized. And we talked about that. You'll look for that episode right here, Grassroots Marketing. Just look for the state of cannabis vaping after the vaping crisis of 2019. We went extensive on that, and it's specifically on AVD. But on this particular interview, I want to make the point that my guests here, her skill at guiding and educating clients by developing best practices comes from her years at her own business, where she had a cannabis contract manufacturing facility where she developed and produced products for over 50 top cannabis brands in California. So I'm here with the Vice President of Advanced Vapor Devices, Audra Horridge. Audra, thanks for being on.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Now, one of the areas you talked about most recently with Benzinga is you mentioned about the role of women in the cannabis industry and how you're helping to help redefine the standards in the vaping industry itself. And when you spoke with them, you mentioned that, quote, "A challenge has been fully owning my voice, having to be more forward and strong to be seen and heard, while walking the fine line of being tagged as too much." And that you notice that it's disrespectful when someone assumes I don't know anything about the subject at hand, or when a suggestion of mine or any woman isn't given appropriate attention. So I want to let you just take a minute and just talk to me about what you've seen, because as you said, as I mentioned before, you had come in before coming into the cannabis space as co-founder, VP of Operations, Product Formulation at Mobius Pack.
Yeah.
And then coming into the space here, a couple of things you notice entering the cannabis industry. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I definitely talked about owning my voice on that article and being a woman in the space and seeing these small challenges. And I do want to start off by saying that my feminism, my representation of women is much more about recognizing all of the standards and biases that both men and women face. I think it's very polarizing and very dividing to just focus on one particular issue when we realize that biases and expectations and all these kind of things are on everybody. But, you know, women, of course, have been marginalized throughout history. And there are little things throughout, the job space and my roles throughout the years that I've picked up on and I've understood as, having a bit of adversity there. So owning my voice, understanding that when you are someone who, has historically been marginalized, you have to work a little bit harder. You have to be a little bit louder, but you also have to tread very lightly. And I think that you do have to earn your stripes. But then at a certain point, you do have that, that knowledge, that respect, that understanding, and you can take a little bit of a breath and you don't have to have such a guard up and you don't have to prove yourself so much. And so that is walking the line of being too much. You have to fight, but you also have to read the room. You have to understand, when you don't have to continually be, proving yourself all the time.
And it's so, and then one thing is that the cannabis industry is supposed to be still be very much progressive, but I know that there's these issues with standards and biases that still are in place, just like any other corporate, and because of the corporatization of this industry in the first place, from all the Fortune 500 companies, certain cultures that come from the CEOs of these companies coming into the cannabis space, they kind of follow along, and it's unfortunate. But I mean, for me, I understand where, when you talk about people that are marginalized, and it's amazing how many are actually marginalized across the board, but marginalization can be in such a large aspect. But for me, yeah, it's about merit. And I think I always I always thought it would be better off to have someone that you would, that has a chip on their shoulder to prove themselves. That's who you want to be working, not those that are going to be just placating and just, you know, they're just going to go along to get along.
Yeah. And someone that doesn't feel like, you know, someone that feels a little too comfy or a little bit too self-assured, you know, that's someone that can, you know, have a bit of an arrogance about them. And I just think it's also really important in the workspace, like you said, these traditional structures, like it is important to stand up for, you know, what you believe in and gently coach people that are, you know, we don't know what we don't know, right? People say things and do things that, you know, have small microaggressions, small airs of sexism, and they don't know. They are wonderful, loving, respectable people, and they just don't know. And so there's a small line that you walk by gently coaching them. You know, I'm also a queer woman. So there are a lot of LGBTQIA, you know, tones that people are still learning. There's a lot of stuff swirling around in the world right now. And so just gently and not aggressively saying things, and people can be very receptive when you come with like an open, loving perspective, because they don't know what they don't know. And a lot of times people are willing to learn.
When I discuss this subject on the program here with other guests, the other thing I also need to always make a point of is that it's not just representation based on merit. It's also the fact that the other thing, and I'm pretty sure companies are also trying to go ahead and work around, is they're going to try to create diversity or try to go ahead and, you know, quell any of those biases and standards by being performative. So they're going to bring people on regardless of their merit and regardless of what they're able to do, that they're going to do something. Well, we just need to have somebody that has various that'll show that we're much more inclusive. And that obviously, you know, that's what creates Pride Month. That's what also creates all these different issues where, so it's not just everybody's coming on board and just realizing, okay, we have people that are here qualified and can do the work. No, we need to have people on just to, you know, check a couple of boxes.
I definitely see how that some like companies can fall into that. I'm really happy to see that AVD has naturally created diversity, because what's really important to us is that we have cannabis people that talk the talk and walk the walk, and also have that, you know, experience in their realm, whichever role they're in. So it's like the double whammy. So in finding these people that are a proper culture fit to be able to serve our clients, I think that's what's really a huge impact with ABD, and what's made us very different is that we're not another e-cig company. And so in sourcing these people that have that cannabis knowledge, that know, you know, what our customers need, that have been through those problems before, you know, such as myself and all my colleagues, like I owned a contract manufacturing facility. Like I filled millions of cartridges. I messed up millions of cartridges. Okay, thousands of cartridges. My humble brag is that I've probably messed up more hardware than you have filled in, you know, the first whatever years of your business, because I learned the hard way. And I think that when you source these people from all walks of life that have this cannabis experience and that can walk the walk and talk the talk, we've naturally gained this diversity without trying to, you know, overly represent any one group because of that inclusivity thing that you're talking about.
In the Bazinga article, you also make the point about pushing for increased female representation in STEM fields. And for those, even I have to go look again and make sure that I say, okay, acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math, because there's always the thought process that there are only certain people, you know, either from a certain culture, a certain race, or a certain whatever, that people will be stereotyped who are going to be in STEM fields. So you make the point, you said that you always look to advocate and collaborate with women in any field within the industry, going beyond gender roles. Quote, we can recognize privilege in its many forms, but it doesn't help anyone to take extreme sides. It further divides us. Right. That there should be an open playing field. And I always talk about the fact that, you know, when it comes to all these things, especially with for qualifications and skill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, that's merit-based. But then the other part is, leading up to a C-level executive, getting into the boardroom, that there should be a way to get a seat at the table. And then when you leave that table, someone else that is like-minded like yourself should enter into that same space. It's the same way we talk about social equity. When we're looking at people that are being misrepresented in various, like, say, in the Black community, the same thing goes. You bring somebody into the fold, and you bring more people to the fold, like-minded from your community, to take place.
Absolutely. And I think we also have to really recognize the small microaggressions and small biases we have. And so when I talk about marginalized people, I do talk about, you know, not just women, but, you know, people of color and anybody who, you know, has had a disadvantage, you know, LGBTQ, you know, all of these different marginalized communities. And it's great to recognize your internal biases and understand, like, when someone is talking, are you giving them the respect that they deserve? Do you have internal biases about what they look like, you know, how old they are? You know, yeah, ageism is also a thing. So there's all these kind of things that you can do to quiet your internal biases and your microaggressions against marginalized communities. And that way, we will open doors for more people to climb the ladder into these C-suite positions.
Right. But I guess the other thing too is that, I mean, how much of an emphasis does it, I mean, do you have to have it where a company will create the inclusivity, that organic, natural inclusivity? What is it, do you think, that AVD did that was so organic and so easy to go and do that other companies could learn from?
I think that what makes us different is that we really, really focus on our love for the plant. And that's kind of what drove our inception. You know, we saw that the current hardware in the market was not cutting it. It was, you know, these companies that started from e-cig that had no roots in cannabis. And so we really wanted to strive to get this company to have its roots and to represent the plant. And I think that that's a really great way to bring, you know, cannabis brings people together. Like, right, it's such a great unifying factor. It's the same thing, like, if you're at a concert, like, there's so many different people that are there at that concert, but what do you share? Your love for the music. Same with the cannabis. So I think that naturally, if you find these passionate people, there will be a diversity between them. You also, like I said, have to quiet your internal biases and your, you know, internal, you know, microaggressions towards certain, you know, marginalized communities. And if you do those two things, I definitely believe that organic diversity will happen.
And I think one of the things that people don't take enough thought about is the fact that the representation that your company has should reflect the representation of the products you're serving and that market that you're serving as well, which is also, it's also very diverse and inclusive in general. And there are even some companies I can always mention that have done that more specifically, more exclusively than others. But that's the whole idea too, would you say?
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
Now I want to go ahead and focus on what you have been doing within the industry when it comes to what you've been a part of now is establishing key regulatory standards. You're on the Cannabis Committee for the American Society for Testing and Materials, ASTM, which helping to shape the broader vision for AFD. And what you're doing is instrumental for standardization initiatives, refining procedures for heavy metal sampling, redefining terminologies, and tailoring vaping protocols for cannabis consumption. So can you expand a little more on what you've been doing with ASTM and what it is specifically that you're able to go and work on that you're looking to support?
Yes, absolutely. ASTM is a great group that does global standards for everything. And there is a subcommittee called D37 that focuses on cannabis. And, you know, this is super important because we know that this industry is still a baby and there's still so many things that need to be defined. And AVD is really, really passionate about making sure that the safety aspects of this hardware are continually focused on. So what we're doing with ASTM is we're hoping to shape these standards so that when regulatory bodies come and they need answers and they need to make laws, we're prepared to be able to have applicable standards that aren't too soft and aren't too hard and really represent what we need in terms of safety for the industry. So things like leachables and extractables in vaporizer hardware, things like characterizing elemental impurities in vapor aerosol, So just understanding all the exposure, you know, things in these hardware pieces and really making sure that not just ABD, but everybody is held to the standard of a safer product. And that's what we're really passionate about, is making sure that these products are not only extremely tasty and represent the plant, but they're reliable and they're safe. You know, safer and safety is, you know, these are words that we say all the time. And we're always, you know, there's bumps and bruises along the way. There's learning that we're all doing in this industry. But by able, you know, being able to go into these committees like ASTM, we're continually striving to make better standards.
Now, you mentioned aerosolization, aerosolized vapor. I want to make a point that you also have been working on a white paper researching vapor aerosols. And when you see across the board, obviously, you know, all across the country, vape stores are more rampant. And I mean, it's amazing that Juul might have gone by the wayside, but other vape companies are out there doing nicotine flavored vapors, and that's just becoming rampant. And one of the things that you're doing right now is create that awareness that conducting puff topography studies to characterize real use causes for vaping patterns. And so you're looking to go ahead and do positive change. Talk about what can be learned about that white paper, when we can see something that might be published at some point. What are you learning so far, early findings?
Yeah, definitely. I think that the current method for aerosolization analysis is called CARESTA. And that program is, it's a 3-second puff every 30 seconds for the duration of what your sample is being taken for. So however much you need to collect. And that doesn't give any rest to the device. You know, it's a very, we think, a very intense protocol. So we're trying to better understand what is a more representative protocol for a real use case. Now, it can't ever be exactly the same as, you know, a real use case, because it has to be able to be performed in a lab in a reasonable time setting. So we're trying to bridge the gap between 100% natural use case and this like current standard CARESTA that is a little bit too intense. So by performing studies of real people, we're able to kind of extract what that middle ground is for the most representative sampling.
Now, Audra, as we wrap things up, I really never do background, talk about background on these shows. I know everybody else is like, tell us where you come from. What's your background? But I have to make the point here is that you come in, originally you were coming out of college, you know, studying hospitality management and culinary arts, and you were an executive pastry chef at Broadway Grill. So, you know, more than a decade ago, did you ever see yourself coming out into the cannabis industry and working your way through in the last decade?
Yeah, that's a great little, you know, walk of life kind of mashup. I really think that going into hospitality management and having my pastry chef background really shaped the role that I ended up in at ABD, because, you know, in product development, we're constantly testing devices. And so I really do take my pastry chef palate and my eye for, like, I worked in fine dining as well, my eye for aesthetics and plating, and I actually apply it to these vapes. So the flavor, the way they feel, the way they look, you know, I work with our designers and the rest of our wonderful product team, and it has shaped the way our vapes look, feel, and taste. So it's such a crazy mashup. And I actually randomly got into the industry. I met somebody out one day, and I was working part-time as a pastry chef, so I had some free time. And I said, hey, if you need anybody to help you on your business, you know, let me know. I had no idea what his business was. We got lunch. Right. He told me. I got my cannabis card the next day. This was when it was still medical. Wow. Got my cannabis card the next day, and I started as an account manager. And then fast forward, we opened Mobius Pack. We started our own contract manufacturing business where I did formulations, vape formulations. So that's kind of the whole big picture of from pastry chef to cannabis VP.
Fantastic. What a run. And you're not the first I've heard coming from the culinary arts into this space. But it's amazing that you get to this point. What if bigger than you would have gone into edibles, not going into STEM materials, but okay, but that was where you went.
It was just the niche that I fell into, and I got really passionate about it. And I think at that time, you know, vape technology was so, it's so iffy. There was wicked cartridges with fiberglass wicks, and you know, your oil had to be really thin or else it burned. And I really fell into formulations, which are kind of, you know, kind of flavor, you know, theory and all of that. So it is more a bit of a stretch, but it is still in that realm.
Wonderful. I want to go and leave it here. Now, the website, again, abd710.com. And like I said, if you want to get more into the internals of what Advanced Vapor Devices does, the whole, all that goes on in the business side, go ahead and let me just refer you back to that Michael Broskar interview. But Audra, thank you again for giving us this discussion. Really appreciate it. Again, joined with Audra Horridge, the Vice President of Technical Solutions, Advanced Vapor Devices, abd710.com. Thank you again for being on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.